Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
NFL statistically is Atlanta. How many guys can the normal fan name, the average fan name in that secondary?
You still got A.J. Terrell.
A.J. Terrell.
They've overhauled a bunch of parts of that defense, though.
You've got the safety from Cincinnati who Tomlin also
Jesse Bates.
Put on a pedestal.
Oh, my God.
Tomlin would say, no wonder why they're number one. They've got the greatest safety of all time. We were afraid to throw to the middle of the field against him.
Hilarious dodge after week one of last year. They win. Why didn't you throw to the middle, Mike? Well, they've got Jesse Bates back there. It's basically like having Ronnie Lott, Steve Atwater, Troy Polamalu, and Ed Reed rolled into one.
Yeah.
Throw Dick Knight Train Lane in there for some quarterback skills.
Here's Tomlin asked a question from Jeff about Joey Porter Jr.'s penalty penchant.
Joey had a couple of penalties in that game. Just something that part of that matchup, is there something you're seeing that just needs to be corrected?
I'd imagine those two receivers got something to do with it.
Yeah. So it's he turns it into a compliment of Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, and there's no even room. He can't even spare himself to say anything. I mean, even something that you could construe as constructive criticism of Joey Porter Jr. Can't even bring himself to say, yeah, it was bad, but it's going to get better. Won't even admit that.
This is the same guy.
It's just
guy,
I'm going to tip my cap to their wide receivers.
This
That's
is
why.
The same guy who thought he was assembling a secondary that could cover those guys straight away.
Right, he's moving the goalposts on it.
Completely.
Yep.
Before the season, he was acting like he had assembled the greatest secondary of all time.
I'm going to say something about not just their secondary, but their
defense.
Also,
why does Joey Porter Jr. get like the special treatment there?
Because he's good friends with his dad, and his dad is a Steelers Hall of Famer. That's why.
I can't think of another reason that's valid.
I want to ask you guys, I want you guys to respond to this comment by me. And this is going to not just be the secondary, the entire defense. I don't think there's a guy playing better than I thought he would play before the season started. So here are my preseason expectations for the defensive player. Here's how he's playing right now. The only guy who I would say that about is Herbig, who's now a backup. That's the only one. Watt's playing worse than I thought. Hayward is playing slightly worse than I thought. Ramsey is playing worse than I thought. Porter is playing worse than I thought. Slay is playing worse than I thought. Highsmith is playing worse than I thought. Queen is playing about what I thought.
Trending downwards, though.
Wilson playing way worse than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Holcomb playing better, but a bench guy. Harmon probably would be another one that's played better.
How about Benton?
Benton playing worse than I thought.
Are you doing solely starters here?
No, I threw Herbig
because
in
I
there.
Have a weird one for you. I think Echols is a better player than Peasy.
He's played better.
But think about, yeah, fine. But we're talking about guys that are more in reserve roles and situational
right.
players than starters. I don't think they have a guy who's a veteran player who we had seen before. So that excludes Harmon. Who's playing better than I thought they would play before the season began.
Ramsey's had his moments, but I mean, the way he got cooked in that Bengals game and he owned up to it, I couldn't disagree with that one. He's the only one, though, that has popped repeatedly and had some moments that you're like, okay, that's why they got the
Watts
dude.
Popped, but not enough for how much money he's made and what the expectations for him are to be
one of the
handful of best defensive players in the entire
Mike
NFL.
Tomlin
he's
answered,
not been that.
Mike Tomlin answered what the expectations for T.J. Watt are when he got asked about game planning for Parsons, and he goes, his paycheck dictates that he's a guy we would game plan around.
Yeah, right.
So that's how it should work for Watt.
So too. I don't want to hear, well, he doesn't have a tackle through three quarters and change, and it's because Joe Flacco is getting rid of the ball so fast. He's allowed to make plays in the run game. He can do that. I watched that game. It was not an example of the Bengals ran away from T.J. Watt on every play. A lot of those runs were up the middle. He can get there. He did not. So, this is what happens when you make your bones or cast your lot on defense, and it's very difficult in the NFL in 2025 to completely win with defense. The Eagles did a lot last year, but they also had a ridiculous offensive line and one of the best running backs of all time and one of the best two-headed wide receiver duos and a great dual threat. Not a great passing quarterback, but an extraordinary dual threat quarterback. Yes, their defense was really good, but they
didn't
win
with
defense per se.
They were a great football team, period. There hasn't been... I can't think of, other than maybe the 2015 Broncos loom as a bad offense with a good defense, a great defense in their case, there aren't many of them.
He just can't bring himself to say that the defense isn't pulling its weight, man.
Because it's a reflection on him.
Bingo.
The guy who wanted all these guys to come here, the guy who, no doubt, when it comes time to decide should we pay T.J. Watt, says yes, pay him. It's all invested on his side. And they're not pulling their weight. And worse yet, not only do they look like they're just getting beat physically, they schematically don't look novel at all.
Donnie,
that's his purview.
What's your reaction to Tomlin defending a secondary by saying, hey, these guys have all been good in the past, and hey, cut Joey Porter Jr. some slack because he had to play against T. Higgins and Jamar Chase?
I mean, he couldn't wait to make the excuse for Peasy because the same thing happened last year. He went with the hack-a-shack method. As if that had any correlation to the two sports involved. Yeah, I mean, the other two guys were really good in the past. And I still even think in Ramsey's case, he has like a flash of his brilliance, but he's not the player he was at his peak.
How about Slay?
He looks cooked.
I mean, that's the slope that you have to deal with. Like, when you have a corner that is on the plus side of 30, like, they say the legs can go at any time. And when they do... they're pretty much done. But again, like, yeah, really good player in the past. I don't think anybody argued that.
Well, though. Yeah, one of my good friends is a Hall of Fame player who came here as a corner and wasn't the guy he used to be. So,
I mean, and Mike is just talking as if, like, oh, yeah, don't worry, they will go back to form.
Right. I mean, not every player is the same, but they went down this road with Pat. And now they went down the same road with Slay because Mike's always liked him. And Austin, basically, it's his favorite football player of all time.
Vinny on the YouTube comments says, Slay makes 2023 Pat Peterson look elite.
Yeah. So that's probably why you're getting questions from Ray Fittipaldo out of left field today asking, hey, when's Corey Trice coming back? And I heard that and I'm like, man, that dude's been out of sight, out of mind all year, but... hey, that actually is a good question because are there any reinforcements coming? But then again, Mike doesn't want reinforcements because, hey, have you seen the Pro Football Reference pages for these guys? Man, if these games were played on paper or even better, let's play these games back in 2021.
Why don't we just
play him at something?
Why don't we play him at Baseball Card Castle? Because that's all he does is collect cards right now.
Which, by the way,
going to work.
Listen to Joe Starkey.
There we go.
To hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry tomorrow. Contest runs Wednesday through Friday at noon. The 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Thank you for that, Malzi.
You're welcome.
Here is Will on the fan. Hello, Will.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
These comments by Tomlin, they're kind of funny to me because it really reminds me of the 2023 season. And I want to talk about a specific game. And that was the Jacksonville game at home where the defense turned the ball over three times. And the offense didn't produce first down to the second quarter. And after the game, Tomlin was asked, like, how can you get your offense going, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, part of that is the defense created turnovers, yes, but they weren't giving the offense advantageous field position.
Yeah, they weren't good enough turnovers.
Oh, I remember that little line.
Yep.
So it's like he's making excuses for the side of the ball that is not holding up their weight, and I just think that's ridiculous.
Well, I think your comment also, though, talks about, like, it's always defensive-centric for him. The defense then wasn't getting good enough turnovers. Now his defense is getting – the defense wasn't getting criticized back then, so he could be the bad cop. Defense now is getting all kinds of criticism. Now Mike is going to want to stick up and take up for his defense because he knows he's taking the broadsides. And he's got the audacity to say today, hey, I really want to talk about that one necessary stop we got in the fourth quarter of Thursday night's game. Wasn't that terrific? Wasn't that awesome? Well, you guys are beating up this defense. Let's not forget the one time these guys showed real guts and heart.
Here's something I was sent, and I forgot to mention this at the start of the show, so I'll say it now. It was theorized to me by somebody whose opinion I respect that Mike perhaps wanted to put that stop on a pedestal and make a big deal about it because, in his mind, it validated his decision prior to that to punt the football away.
Which he knows he gets a lot of.
Because it was Kabali going to the mat for him on social media saying, well, here come the Tomlin haters now that he's going to punt. And everyone dogpiled Mark. And I said, why don't you keep this tweet handy, Mark, whenever they go right down the field,
and
which
they
obviously
they
didn't. And so this person who I think is a smart person, very smart person, telling me this said, what if it's just Mike wanting to crow about something because he knows he was getting clobbered for that punt and it ended up working out for him?
Maybe, like him sticking his tongue out at the media and saying, like, see, in this instance, I was right again. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, Mike, you didn't get the last laugh in this game. You got punked by the Bengals. You gave up 470 yards of offense, and you're up there today saying, hey, we fought hard. We fought our tails off in less than ideal circumstances. Give me a break. Joey Porter Jr. did nothing wrong. Secondary is going to be just fine. Wait and see, basically, is what he said.
Are the less than
I'll
ideal
be right, you'll be wrong.
Are the less than ideal circumstances being coached?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By him, Mike.
I'm sure it's a component of it, but we don't seek comfort or find comfort in that. We got to be better.
Mike Tomlin talking about his secondary being new to each other and why it struggled, and he said, I'm sure that's a component of it, so I'm admitting that that's a reason why it hasn't been good, but it's also not an excuse. How about you drop the first part of that and just say, it's not an excuse? I'd like hearing that a lot more.
Not going to get what you want, though. You're not going to get the pound of flesh. None of us.
What is this, Mick Jagger now? You can't always get what you want? You're going to give me that? You're going to just start reading Rolling Stones logo lyrics on the air?
Well, if what you want is a playoff win, you can't always get it or ever anymore. I don't want to say that. I want to make anybody over there any more angry at us than they already are.
I don't want them to take it out on Jeff.
Neither do I, in all seriousness. Take it out on me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm a man.
Well, there's really nothing to take out of you because you don't ever go over there, so they really can't punish you. You're not a season ticket holder, so they can't take your tickets away. I guess they could try to take Donnie's tickets away.
Don't give them any ideas.
They wouldn't do that.
I don't really have time to go over there either.
If word got out that they took Donnie's tickets away, that would be like the worst PR hit a team could ever take. Here's someone that wants to pay for your product. And you're so thin-skinned, you took his tickets away. They would never, ever, ever, ever do that. They're smarter than that, I think.
Can you imagine just like the people protesting suddenly? They'd all have signs of Donnie with his college sweatshirt on.
If we found out that they took Donnie's season tickets away because he was too mean to Mike, the fans would literally put like Donnie's face on hoodies and signs all over town.
Like I said,
stuff.
Just him with that beanie on and the college sweatshirt.
He'd be like the Steelers fans who are anti-Tomlin's martyr.
People would put bags.
The patron saint.
People would put bags on their heads, but instead of them being just plain brown bags from the grocery store, they'd have Donnie, like his face around them.
Listen to The Fan. Listen to Sports Talk on The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I think the game we're going to get Sunday afternoon with the Steelers playing Sunday night against the Packers on CBS is Ravens and Bears. And the line here tells us that Lamar Jackson's going to play in the game. Baltimore's favored by a touchdown. If it was Snoop Huntley or Cooper Rush, it would not be that high.
If it was Cooper Rush, Chicago would be favored by, I think, at least 3.
Yeah, line right now is Baltimore 6.5.
Is Lamar the biggest mover of the line in the entire NFL?
Well, when you compare him to the backup quarterback, probably. Although I think Buffalo, Josh Allen down to Mitch Trubisky would have a similar.
What would it be?
Outcome.
Mahomes down to
Gardner Minshew?
I would think that's not as big of a drop.
I don't think so either.
And they'd also say in that system, Minshew might be able to sling it around for a game.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Here are some of our great listeners, beginning with Shriver in Cranberry. Hello, Shriver.
I'm not a great listener, but I do pretty much listen like 8 hours a day on your station.
Awesome, man.
That makes you pretty darn good. What do you got?
Yeah, so I was just curious what you guys think about how the Ravens viewed the Steelers losing that game. Because now, doesn't that kind of put pressure, more pressure on the Ravens to climb over the Bengals and the Browns to chase Steelers?
Well, the Browns don't exist to the Ravens, I would imagine.
I think he meant the Bengals.
The Bengals? No, he said the Bengals. Yeah. It's a little tougher for them because they're going to get Burrow for at least one of their games against the Bengals. So any Bengals win, yes, makes it slightly tougher. But
no, you're trying to get the team that you ultimately need to pass, which is the first place team, closer to you. So they were ecstatic with that result.
Yeah, I would think they'd make that trade 10 times out of 10. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Driver. Appreciate you listening for 8 hours a day. Listening to Harry Callis butcher college sports logos and which teams they are. Seeing the Iowa Hawkeye logo and saying, well, I know that's not the Atlanta Hawks, but I have no clue.
Seeing the Northwestern N and going, I believe that's Nebraska.
He saw North Carolina State, which had an ST or an NC inside the S. The logo's an S with NC inside of it and said, I think that's North Carolina. Oh, I think that's Syracuse. These things happen today for a man who works in sports broadcasting.
I guess I, on some level, I wish one thing that would, that was like part of my job description was being that clueless about something and having people be happy that I'm clueless about it.
All right. He doesn't know UAB or Wyoming.
What was the, there was one other one in there. Was Ball State in there, I think?
Yeah, the Ball State Cardinals. But Penn State just played Northwestern. Pitt plays NC State on Saturday. And Penn State played Iowa on Saturday. You're working here. You have a show that you do every weekday morning. You got to at least have an understanding of what went on in those games. You're telling me he didn't see like a highlight from Penn State, Iowa? You're telling me he doesn't know that Iowa's colors and everything else were the like that the Steelers inspired their uniforms and colors and stuff?
What would he have said if they had literally put up script Pitt? What team is that? Would he have said Penn State? How many? I guess the better question is, do we think he'd have gone 3-for-3 on Penn State, West Virginia, Pitt?
Yes,
probably.
I do.
How many college football like logos
does he actually know?
Outside of those three, if you put up the Texas Longhorn, does he know?
Yeah, he's got to get that.
What
one.
About OU, Oklahoma?
No, I don't think that's a given.
What about Georgia?
He's going to say,
the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. Donnie, you have the same job as this man. Does it offend you or does it not bother you that he's that kind of aloof on like basic sports questions that kids driving home from school on their bus right now can't answer?
Oh, no, I feel great about it.
He thought LeVar Arrington played at Pitt last week.
I believe the gentleman matriculated to Oakland for his collegiate studies.
Sean Lee, I think that one put him through a blender.
He probably thought Sean Lee was a baseball player who went to Rhode Island.
I think you're being respectful here by biting your tongue is what I'm sensing.
You're putting Donnie on the spot a little bit here.
I mean, I'm giving an opinion. I put myself on the spot. You put yourself on. I put you on the spot. He's a third member of the show.
But we don't do the same job Callis did. Or does.
I did that same job a month ago, so now I can talk about it that
That's
way.
That's true. I probably should be a little bit more deferential here. I have not done that job yet.
But he hosts a show too, Chris. He hosts a show. If he was just a producer and he was great at the technical side of things and booking guests and getting the right calls on the air and making sure the commercials ran correctly, fine, stay in your lane. But he hosts a show every weekday.
Question.
That's where my gripe comes in here. That's why I'm like, dude, you have to talk about, you know, you might have to talk about Penn State, Iowa.
Isn't the point of his show, though, he gets to talk about kind of whatever he wants?
I don't think, no. Craig would tell you that's not the the point of
that's
any
what
talk
the,
show.
The pre-show is from 5:40 to 6.
Yeah. The show at 5 a.m. is you're doing a show that you think your audience wants to hear.
Why don't we ever not get notes from the early morning show? Why doesn't he do his own notes?
Barely get them from the actual morning show.
Yeah, good point.
I just kind of would like to know what he's talking about.
Really? Would you? You're fascinated by what? He didn't know Michael Jordan played basketball at North Carolina. He thought it was Duke.
Could he name more college logos accurately or players since the Jays are in the World Series again from the last Blue Jays World Series team? Like, you think, oh, Joe Carter.
I don't know if he knows
Paul
classic
Mulliter,
baseball.
Cito Gaston.
How many current Penguins do you think he could name? Could he get 10?
We've played this game. Here's the four I'm confident he could get. Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Jari.
I think he could get Rust, too.
Do you think he can get Carlson?
Yes.
We're up to 6. He ain't getting Ben Kindle.
I think he get Raquel.
You think he can get Ricard Raquel?
I do, yeah.
Get the hell out of
you guys
here,
don't
dude.
Think so?
He's getting Ville Koivunen?
No, absolutely not. No.
No. I mean, come on. No, if you told him you will get a $1 million lump sum payment if you can name 10 Penguins, you can rest assured that that money ain't going anywhere.
You know what? The next time we do one of these quiz calluses, we should I'll actually like volunteer to go on the air and like put up $100 and then force him like, all right, man, what's more important? Let's figure out what you're really doing here. Are you playing dumb?
Is this a bit?
Yeah.
Because he would want $100.
Exactly.
Anybody would.
That's
I like
what I
that
mean.
Idea.
I'd want to win $100. I think that's a great
and
idea.
And then that would force him to actually like go out of whatever mode he's in to get things just, wrong potentially on purpose.
Just to be clear, at that point, I would be rooting for him just from a standpoint of I would like to believe he knows this stuff and is doing a long-form Andy Kaufman-style bit here.
Like, he didn't know which state the Carolina Panthers played in. He said South Carolina on the air. Did you guys know that one?
I'm surprised he even said one of the Carolinas. I'm surprised it wasn't like North Dakota.
It's a trick question, sir. They actually play in Kentucky. All right. Here's Mike in Oakmont. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about Tomlin a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of digging himself a hole. It seems like even like the people who defended him till the end are starting to turn on him a little bit. And I think a big reason that is just because of the accountability.
You're talking about fans, right? Like on the outside looking in. Okay.
Yeah. And I think even like some, you know, like different sports shows and stuff, it just seems like they're kind of starting to turn a little bit too. But I mean, even, you know, even more fans, you
former
know,
players have really guys who actually like put on the Steelers uniform and went to battle for him.
Like who, Chris?
Joe Hayden.
Yeah.
James Harrison.
Another good one.
Guys have put – Ryan Clark has occasionally been critical.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think just a big reason is just the accountability. He just, you know, he just kind of beats around the bush. He just can't come out and say, like, hey, like, you know, we were out coached this week. You know, we were underprepared. That's my fault. You know, we need to be better next week. So.
I just – I'm still – thanks, Mike.
Well, here's the other thing. Does he even think they were underprepared?
No, he thinks that they were – no, they're, he would probably say we're not able to get
prepared.
We got
out-executed.
We're not able to get prepared for Thursday night. There's not enough time.
Then shouldn't the team that has only had their quarterback for 10 days just be completely behind the eight ball?
Well, Flacco didn't know the play, so he just winged it, and then the Steelers really were screwed because all the prep they'd done on the game was meaningless because he didn't even run their offense.
What are you supposed to do when he's out there just chucking it?
Yep. I still cannot get over the fact that he actually said at a podium today into a microphone with thousands of people watching, you know, and I want to give our defense credit for that necessary stop it made with 5 minutes left.
You starting to come around to the punt theory that was explained to me?
It's as good of one as I've heard.
Don, you like
I
the punt theory?
I cannot believe he said that.
That it validated his decision to punt, and that might be a reason because he
I
knew he was probably getting killed
for it.
I can't
believe his defense didn't get a single stop for 2 hours, and he wanted to underscore the one stop it got.
No, I think Chris is on to something there. Because we probably never get it if he punts the football and they march right down and score.
By the way, well, yeah, they wouldn't have had a stop to reference. Yeah. You know what that just made me think of? One of my all-time favorite sports jokes. It's when people post that picture of Chris Paul hits a huge three to cut the deficit to 42. That's him talking about that stop.
Yeah, you're right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Certainly, our inability to control the run and limiting one-dimensional passing circumstances probably affected his participation some. But again, we got a lot of good players. As I mentioned often, when you guys talk about playing time, just keep watching. We're going to utilize all our good players. Sometimes games unfold, whether it's schematics or matchups or just how things unfold. You guys were asking me about Muth last week. I'd imagine you're not going to ask me about Muth this week, and that's just an example of it.
Listen to the PM team on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. 3:30 on Tuesday on a Tomlin Tuesday means Donnie pulls out his most interesting Tomlin soundbite or quote in a segment we call Donnie's Tomlin Tidbits. Well, Don, what do we have here?
That was Mike Tomlin referring to Nick Herbig, his lack of usage in the game Thursday night. Only 38% of the snaps on defense, 29 total snaps. For the guy that leads his team in sacks, pressures, tackles for loss, he doesn't get the attention that TJ Watt gets, but he has been perhaps the most explosive defensive player all season long. And Mike Tomlin mostly pushed it to how they had to respect and handle the Cincinnati run game. The Bengals still passed the football 47 times. Joe Flacco dropped back 47 times in the game, and we only got 29 snaps from Nick Herbig.
Mike on, Mulsey?
Sorry, yeah.
Pulled a wrong cook.
I was just going to say, pulled a cook. Sorry.
And I was just double checking it because my brain told me the one time I saw Nick Herbig on the field after like a long stretch of him not being on, he actually pressured Flacco. In 29 defensive snaps, he was tied for third on the team with three total pressures, at least per PFF's charting, two quarterback hits in a hurry. Cam Hayward had the best game by that kind of respect. He had six charted pressures in 56 snaps. This is only 20 pass rush snaps, by the way, for Herbig. So like Hayward did six in 38. T.J. Watt, four pressures in 38 snaps. Harmon had three in 30. Herbig was, again, giving you a ton of bang for your buck when he was out there. Something good was usually happening as far as the pass rush. This idea, and what is so, I think, frustrating for me to hear Tomlin talk about it like that, well, we've got to do X before we can do Y, as in we've got to stop the run before we can put Nick Herbig out there. If the guys you trust to stop the run aren't doing it, how much worse could it be if you just put Nick Herbig out there? Oh, no, what's going to happen? They're going to break a big run on you? Yeah, it's already happened a bunch today. Put him out there, man. He is a dynamic, threatening, game-changing player who actually forces offense to notice when 51 trots out. Such a defeatist attitude with that quote. And it all, of course, it all comes back to can't let anybody run on us.
All right. So I just pulled it up on my phone while you were talking. Thank you for giving a very impassioned comment there because it bought me time. I just wanted to make sure this was right. So after Freiermuth scored, the Bengals get the ball back down one with 2 minutes. You think they're going to run the ball there?
No.
What do you think, Donnie? 2 minutes down one. Are the Bengals a threat to run the ball at the end of the game?
No.
Who do you think starts that defensive possession at edge rusher with T.J. Watt?
Alex Highsmith.
Yep. So, that
we all know famously that play was clearly blown up by the presence of Highsmith and Watt as Jamar Chase caught a ball for 15 yards with no one in the state of
right.
Ohio.
And now I'm watching the next play from the 45 where he was came up wide open again over the middle into field goal range. It's still Highsmith. So when you actually dig into what Tomlin said, oh, it was a game script thing, it was a circumstance thing. Number one, that's not true. Number two, your own defensive coordinator, who was basically your puppet, said a couple weeks ago, hey, Nick Herbig has opened our eyes. He's not just a situational pass rusher. He's actually, for a man his size, really good against the run. Your defensive coordinator said that. So unless he lied, the idea that Alex Highsmith gives you such a boost against the run and Herbig is basically a liability there is untrue, unless you lied to us. And then the last thing is the Freiermuth, you know, shoehorning him in there like, hey, you guys got on my case for him not getting used a lot. Did you see him score two touchdowns against the Bengals? Not even close to apples to apples. They were still having success offensively with Freiermuth out. So people wanted to know where he was and why he wasn't playing, but people weren't criticizing Tomlin for that, really. It was just a question about why you paid a tight end a lot of money and why he was getting such little playing time. This obviously is more of a criticism because they gave up huge offensive numbers. And as Donnie pointed out, the guy statistically, who's probably been your best defensive player, was on the bench. So saying stay tuned is not a reasonable explanation for what happened in this game.
We realize we screwed up. We'll play him a lot next
week.
Right,
we're not asking about Nick Herbig versus Green Bay. We're asking why in a game where you could not get to Joe Flacco and gave up almost 500 yards and more than 30 points, why he barely played. And his answer didn't even come close to passing muster there.
It would again be admitting a screw-up or second-guessing himself, which he's just never, ever going to do.
That was a Donnie football, Tomlin tidbit.
18 and a half years on the job.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin's tenure with the Steelers is it still old enough to buy cigarettes, or did they raise the age on all that stuff?
No, you can still get them at 18, but they are really expensive now.
They kind of priced them out for your average degenerate 18-year-old.
I bought a pack of cigarettes when I was in Europe once, mm-hmm. and they really try to discourage you from smoking there, even though I feel like more people
don't
in Europe
French smoke constantly. Isn't that the whole thing about Paris, is that everyone's smoking cigarettes and making derisive
comments? Let's
say,
I'm just going to name a random brand here. Let's say you wanted to buy a pack of Newports mm-hmm. in England or okay. Paris or Italy or Rome, you know, one of those places.
Rome is in Italy.
Yes.
In Italy.
They would put, on around the box's label, they would put like a surgeon's general warning.
Yeah.
But instead of
a surgeon's general warning or the surgeon general's warning? If they just found a random surgeon and said, don't smoke these.
Instead of it just saying, like, smoking can kill you.
Yes.
It's something graphic, like a black lung or like a baby fetus or something.
Okay.
And so they really want to drive home the point that every time you reach for that pack of cigarettes, you see something that is supposed to gross you out and make you think twice about it.
That's like those store or those commercials they used to run with that lady who later died, Terry, 51, North Carolina, and she's talking through a voice box and all that stuff. I mean, that, I was never a smoker. That would have scared me straight, man. Holy crap.
Do you remember the one of the egg in the frying pan and it goes, this is your brain? And then they leave the egg in the frying pan forever and it goes, this is your brain on drugs.
I thought it was the lady who just smashed it with like a frying pan and said, this is your brain on drugs, and it's just a messed up egg.
Did you guys have, it might have been something more when I was a kid. We had like this program called Be Cool, and it was like this little penguin.
We had
like
Dare.
Somebody would use.
I was just going to say, we had the DARE program.
Drug, okay, I remember DARE.
It was like, what was it, drug avoidance or resistance education or something? I forget what the A in DARE
we
was.
Had a,
we had a guy named Officer Mutch come to school.
We had a police officer come Muchinsky. In too.
He called him Officer Mutch.
And I just remember him like looking me in the eye, and I was not even, you know, he was very clairvoyant. I had not started smoking yet, but he must have known from the cut of my jib that I was going to start smoking a lot of pot. And I just remember him walking up to me like in the middle of this presentation he was doing, and he's like, do you think smoking doobies is cool?
What was he, Chris Farley and then Matt Foley?
It was at that point that Pony's mom burst through the door and said, hell yeah, brother.
Right in my face, like, do you think smoking doobies is cool?
The answer from you would have been, I didn't, but now I kind of think it is.
And I was, I think this happened in fourth grade. And honestly, at that point, I didn't really know what doobies were. You know, so I didn't really have a comeback. What do you think smoking doobies cool?
Officer Mutch never did that. I know that at St. Teresa.
That was in 1996. It was the day that Jim Leyritz would hit that big home run.
Oh, wow.
In the 96 World 0-2. Series against the Braves, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because all the kids in my school were big Yankees fans, and I was so delighted that the Braves were beating them. Oh, my God, did that put a smile on my face.
Boy, and then that thing really went awry.
Yeah.
Pretty much immediately.
Yep. Anywho.
DARE.
Donnie, you just called Be Cool?
Yeah,
with a penguin?
Yeah, I don't
know. Be cool, baby.
Yeah, they brought in like a little penguin.
I think of Pulp Fiction when you say that. Like, I think of Samuel L. Jackson.
Be cool.
Be cool.
Yeah, they would tell us the same stories. Like, and they showed us some picture of a, like, they showed us this, like, Oklahoma football player. I don't even know who it was because I was like, I don't know, six.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guy, he smoked weed one time, and this is what happened. And the next picture, he was just, like, in a wheelchair. I feel like this is a bit
excessive.
Man.
They, like, failed to mention.
Do not smoke weed, because this could happen. And it was just this guy turned into a vegetable.
Yeah, they would try to hit you with that, or DARE, I think, for us.
Oh, they'd hit it hard.
They would have a person on like video who had done something and it was just the most solemn, I got my life back together, but this is what it cost me.
Here's Justin calling from the hometown of Terry Mulholland. Do you know what town that is, Mulzy?
Uniontown.
Uniontown. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Justin, do you know who Terry Mulholland is?
No, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, man. I moved out the way.
Okay.
You down near Fairchance?
Hey. I know where Fairchance is. I play pool out there.
Nice.
All right. What do you got?
For money?
It's a pool league. Yeah, yeah. Nice. 9-ball, 8-ball.
I like that stuff.
Hey, I just wanted to say two things. Yep. Donnie football you guys got is a gem, man. Don't ever forget it, all right?
Oh, I agree.
That man is great.
I agree with you. It beat Terry Callis, doesn't it?
We co-sign this.
And my other thing was about the nipple thing. I ain't worried about Mikey C, you know what I mean? It's just about the nips, man. Yeah. I had my tongue pierced before.
Okay. Yeah.
It don't hurt, man. You'll be all right. I'm telling you.
Your tongue is not your nipple,
A-okay.
Though.
I didn't get my nipple.
That's what I mean. You're saying
a
you got
worse.
Oh, you think your tongue is worse? I don't know. I mean, nipples, I feel like, would be pretty bad.
I would be nervous that, thanks, Justin.
Which, by the way, that reminds me of another anti-smoking thing. This was for cigarettes. Where, you ever see that one, Donnie, where the kid goes down into like a, he goes down into a dingy tattoo parlor and the guy has a tongue piercing and he goes, join me in a cigarette. And he goes, what do you think I am, crazy?
I've never seen that one.
There are people out there who know what I'm talking about. They make it seem like this kid has no morals, but then when he's asked to smoke, to rip a dart, he's like,
he didn't give
it
to peer pressure.
Yeah.
I think the tongue is worse, not necessarily for pain reasons.
Okay.
But I think if the tongue piercing goes awry and your tongue gets infected, then I think you're really screwed. Like, I can live without nipples. Nipples serve no purpose or have no function for me. If something happened to my tongue and my taste buds got screwed up and food was different and my mouth was in pain, I think that would be a whole heck of a lot worse.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.